This is Songwriter's Room, and I'm your host, Tomoko. Today's guest is Steph Payne. Steph Payne is a powerhouse songstress with a 4-octave range. From gospel roots in Pasadena, California, to belting out top 40 cover tunes currently in the Las Vegas circuit. When I saw her perform, I was mesmerized, not only by her vocal chops, but also her beautiful physiques, charisma, and fashion statement on stage. However, it has not been easy ride for her. She worked very hard to shed 85 pounds in 5 months by changing her diet and working out. What a transformation. She is also a true servant. She served in the Army as an intelligence analyst for 6 years and now a mother of 2 twin teenage daughters. Her new single, Already Over You, is out now from the new EP, which she's co-writing and producing with some of the current members of the male vocal group, As Yet. 2 lucky winners will receive her new single, MP3, plus Steph Payne's special t-shirt as a package by messaging me via tomokomusic.com and let me know which part of the show you liked. So can I get a whoop whoop? Whoop whoop? So, ladies and gents, please welcome Steph Payne.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me, Tomoko.
Thank you for being on Songwriter's Room, Steph. You look beautiful.
Thank you. And so do you, as always. It's always such a pleasure to see you and chat with you.
The feeling is mutual. Thank you. But first, would you mind giving us a quick 15-second live so the audience can get a little taste, please?
Absolutely. I will share a little bit of the single, and it goes like this. My new single.
Yes, that single is so hot. Everybody loves it.
Thank you. We put a lot of time into it, and that song is true to my life. So I hope that everybody receives it and can really feel it.
Yeah, there's a particular person that you're talking about, right?
Well, no, not a particular person. And it's just a compilation of, it's not about one specific person. It's about a lot of different experiences that I've had in my life, along with my co-writer and co-producer of this song, Paris Smith. We kind of just sat and talked about our experiences in the industry, in relationships, friendships, business relationships. And it's just a vibe and a mindset, so to speak. So it's not written about one specific person.
Oh, okay, I see. So those guys are from As Yet, and that song is so hot that there's going to be a few different remixes happening, I heard. So tell us about that.
Well, there is a remix coming out in the U.S. in a couple of weeks, along with the video. My video shoot's coming up this month, and we are going to have some bars. We're going to have a rap on there from the infamous, the legendary Father MC. So I am so pleased to be able to work with him. He's responsible for putting so many people on in the game. And he's just an amazing MC, rapper, and producer as well. So I'm excited about that remix too.
Congratulations, Father MC. That's, I can't wait to hear it.
Thank you. It's coming soon.
So let me ask you, because you served in the Army for 6 years, and thank you for your service, first of all.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You had all this talent, so why did you decide to join the military?
Well, you know, I grew up singing and performing, doing talent shows, plays, and I was in a little girl group, and I used to rap a little bit, so you may hear a few bars from me on this project as well. Yeah, I was young. You know, I was 19 years old when I went to the military. And basically, I was a patriot because I have a lot of family that were military veterans. My mother was a police officer, a cousin that's really close to me that I was living with at the time while I was going to college. She was a police officer. And it's just, it was sort of in my blood, you know. And at the time I was going to college, I was playing basketball and playing sports, and I really couldn't figure out what I wanted to do with my life at the time. I was trying to figure out which direction I wanted to go in. And, you know, my cousin suggested to me, she said, you know, Steph, a lot of your family has been to the military. She said, there's a lot of benefits in doing it. She said, you know, it may not be a bad idea for you to just join the military until you figure out what it is that you want to do, you know. And I thought about it and I said, it wasn't really something that I had wanted to do at the time. But once she put that bug in my ear, it settled with me. And the more I thought about it, the more it seemed like a good idea. So I walked into the recruiting office. I wanted to go to the Air Force, but of course the Air Force was out to lunch at 3:30 p.m. So the Army recruiters came out and said, hey, well, while you wait for them, why don't you come listen to what we have to offer? And I ended up going to the Army, actually.
Interesting. So was 6 years enough?
Yes. It was more than enough.
Did you live abroad? How have the experiences changed you?
You know, it matured me a lot as a person. I had to grow up really quickly. Going into the military, I mean, from the first day, it's very shocking and traumatic, because it's a system where they sort of break you down in order to build you up, sort of thing. And so it was very shocking for my first day in the military to be shoved into a cattle truck like sardines with a bunch of other people. It was scary. And so you just had to grow up really quickly. But as I progressed in the military, it has its ups and downs, you know, it has its pros and its cons. But I grew up a lot. I learned a lot about the world. I learned a lot about my country. I learned a lot about human beings, period, and personal relationships. You know, there was a point in time where I was in charge of 20 people that I was responsible for. And so you've got to develop as a leader. That was natural for me, a lot of leadership in my family. But I learned so much being in the military. And I'm grateful for it.
That's tremendous. So I also have to ask you, you've had an amazing transformation of 85 pounds weight loss.
Thank you.
Now you are also a health coach. So for me, you know, although I've been living in America for 23 years, I'm from Japan and we have a totally different diet. And I also tried a plant-based diet too. So I would love to hear your take on a healthy diet.
Oh, okay. Well, you're beautiful. I don't see you as having any problems in that area, but I do know that probably Japanese culture is a lot of starch, right? I would think it's a lot of starch and probably a lot of fish.
That's true.
Don't we all love rice, though? Like, I mean, that was one of the hardest things for me.
Yes, and noodles.
And noodles. I love Asian food. I love noodles. I love rice. I love pasta. I love Italian food. I love soul food, cornbread and dressing, and just, I love the starches. And so that was hard for me to cut out. And that's one part of maintaining a healthy diet, is really moderating the starch. And when I was losing weight, I had to go on a high protein diet. So mostly meat and vegetables, lots of water. I had to cut out the sugar, and starches turn into sugar, especially white starches like white rice, white bread. So when I do have starch now, it's most of the time brown rice or whole wheat pasta, yams, things like that, rather than white potatoes. So, and I'm getting older. So at this point, anything that I eat will stick to me. So as soon as I have a piece of cake or a sandwich with white bread or anything like that, a plate of spaghetti, I can totally feel it in my body. So a healthy diet in my book is lots of protein, whether you get that from meat, tofu, whether you get it from protein shakes, plant-based protein, however you get it, you need high protein. You need lots of green leafy vegetables in your diet. So let's just say you had a plate of food, you were having dinner. You would have a quarter of your plate would be protein And the other three quarters would be green vegetables, whether that be salad, green beans, broccoli, asparagus. You can mix it up. And you've got to cut out the starch. So if you are going to eat starch, it's got to be very small portions and preferably good starches like brown starches, sweet potatoes or yams and things like that. So high protein, low sugar, low carb.
Yes. Sugar and starch is the devil.
Yes. Absolutely.
Starch sticks. I remember when I was a kid that I was, when I didn't have, it sticks. So which means it sticks in your gut.
Yes.
Wild rice, black rice is great.
Never had black rice. That's something I'll have to try.
Oh, it's delicious and it doesn't stick at all. It's a little more expensive.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. I normally eat brown rice or long grain brown jasmine rice, and I've come to love that much more than white rice at this point. So I'll try it.
Yeah, brown rice still sticks.
It does. And you can tell when you cook it because it's...
Yeah.
I'll have to try that black rice.
Yes, great. Let's get to the part two of songwriting. And I would love for you to break down your new hot single, Already Over You, and show us how you wrote it.
Well, Already Over You, again, is co-written by Paris Smith of Grammy-nominated multi-platinum selling group As Yet. And he, even before he was with As Yet, he's been with other groups like LaVert. He's worked with Boyz II Men. He's written songs with people like Tank, Joe, just lots of different people. So he's very seasoned. He was actually mentored by Boyz II Men. He was signed to them when he was very young. And he's just an amazing artist, songwriter, and vocalist. He's a very brilliant vocal arranger as well. So a lot of the vocal arrangements and harmonies that you hear on this project and on this song, he's responsible for all of them. And so we got together. And he's such a veteran writer that I wrote lyrics down. I took the concept to him. He listened to the track that we had that we got from Map Style. We actually started with Map and ended up getting another, having Tyrese Jones do it again for the US version. And so we just kind of sat down and vibed to the track. We had talked about, he wanted to talk to me and talk to me about some of my experiences and things that I was trying to express in this song. And so really he's responsible for this beautiful hook that you hear. And I wrote the majority of the lyrics for the verse. And we kind of just started writing based on the experiences that we talked about. And he was so good at expressing what I wanted to put forth and get across to people in this song. So we just kind of had a vibe session to the music. So this song was written to the music. A lot of people will write lyrics first and come up with melody first, and then compose music to it. And then conversely, people will have music done and then they will listen to the music and begin to write to the song. So this was done sort of in a combination. I had written some lyrics down for a concept that I had. We got the music, we sat down, had a vibe session. He wrote the hook, and he can write a hook in like 5 minutes. He's so amazing. And so he came up with the hook, sat there. I was writing lyrics, getting that together in my head. And he sang the hook to me. I sang the verses to him. And then we kind of just collaborated on moving things around and just making sure everything was in its right place. And then we just, it happened so fast. This song was written in like a day. And we both have home studios. And so I was actually at Ink Cartel Studios, which is his studio. And we just started putting down the backgrounds. He came up with the vocal arrangements, the harmonies, and I just laid them down one by one. So all the backgrounds you hear are me. I don't have anyone else on the backgrounds to this song. So it just, it was a really fun, expressive experience. And it was really easy. It's very easy to work with him. So that's kind of how it went with this song.
Right. When you work with a perfect partner, it's easy and effortless. It's like a magic.
Yes, exactly. And we make a really, really good team. I mean, he can write all on his own. I can write songs on my own. But sometimes when you collaborate and have a meeting of the minds with someone else, you can really create something beautiful that has both of your vibes intertwined in it. So I just had a really great experience working with him. And we continue to make more music together for this project.
I know you're already a great songwriter, but by working with him, learned anything new that you learned as far as songwriting?
Absolutely. I continue to learn from him. When it comes to songwriting, you have to be, and it's not just the lyrics. Anyone can write lyrics down, okay? Anyone can write a poem. Well, maybe not anyone, but it's very easy to sit down and write a body of work, whether it's a soliloquy or a short poem or just some lyrics that come out of your head. Some people are just good at writing. But when it comes to structuring songs, and what I learned from him is less is more in songwriting these days in the current market. You don't have to be very wordy with what you write. It's best to try to express what you're trying to say in the smallest amount of words possible. So that's one of the biggest things that I'm learning from him is because I'm a very wordy person. I can just write, you know. So in working with him, sometimes he will pull lyrics out, you know, and say, you know, we really don't need to say all of that. We don't need to be that specific. Let's just use a few words and then leave the rest to the listeners to fill in, you know, because everybody can relate. You want to make it so everybody can relate to the song. And the less words you use, the more relatable it will be to people because they can put it to whatever memories or experiences that they're having. The more specific you get, the more you make it about you and your specific experience. So the less words you use, the more relatable you make it to your audience.
That's fantastic. People can find your music on your website and Spotify and all other platforms.
Yes, it is on Spotify. However, it's being sold through my website. You can purchase my new single, Already Over You, and future releases as well. I'll be posting sneak peeks to upcoming songs. You can find a lot of information about me there. And if you just want to check me out on social media, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at S Payne Music.
Great. Okay, so Steph, this is going to be the last question.
Okay.
What advice would you give to your 20-year-old self?
Advice to my 20-year-old self. Take your time. Life goes by so fast. And before you know it, you're 20 years older at 40. And a lot of times as a young person, we feel we need to rush into things. We need to get things done right away. We think we know it all. And so we make hasty decisions at that age. So the advice that I would give to my 20-year-old self is take your time, be observant, be calculated with your decisions. Take some time to think about what it is you're doing and what you want to do. Write your plan down and execute your plan. And that's the best way to meet your goals is to have a plan, to write the vision as the Bible says. I'm a Christian, so the Bible says write the vision and make it plain. So I would advise my 20-year-old self and to any other 20-year-olds, young people that are watching, write your vision down. Write it on paper. Something about expressing it on paper versus just typing it in your phone. Something about putting pen to paper. I still write on paper. Write your vision down. Write the steps that you need to take. Write the goals that you need to accomplish. Set short-term goals, long-term goals. Do something every day towards those goals. Make sure you accomplish something every day, whether it's sending an email, making a phone call, handling whatever business you handle for that day. Go step by step and execute those steps and goals until you reach your destination.
Excellent, excellent. Amen to that. 99 Cent Store.
Yes. You wrote it and you write it with a pen. That is amazing. That's awesome. Perfect.
Thank you so much, Steph, today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And much success to you. And until we meet again, sayonara.
Sayonara.